Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday. And look, we can sit here and talk to you about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high and simply talk about our sponsor, Discover, and how easily they make it. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, it's amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Again, coming up at the bottom of the hour, a special edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, because we've been graced with the presence of Alex, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the ex-vegan. And it's not often that he comes around anymore. You know, he's hanging out with Colin Cowherd and he's, you know, all that. He's leaving us behind.
What do you mean?
So when we do get him, we want to utilize him to the best of our ability. We want to get every last ounce of greatness out of him. So that's why we'll be doing Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Alex,
in
one question
30
for
minutes.
You.
What's up, Rob?
Is your stomach bloated? Do you feel like the meat that you ate, like, sticking around?
It's finally passed. We're all good now.
You good?
All good.
When do you think you'll eat meat again?
See, that's the fun part now, is I never plan to. If it happens, it happens.
So that's where you are now, huh?
If you're not, like, I think being a vegan is one of those things where you just you gotta like be like, I don't eat meat, period. It can't be, yeah, you know, I'm mainly kind of vegan.
Says who?
I think like I've done that. I'll be like, you know, I'm not trying to eat, I'm trying to eat vegan right now. I haven't ever declared I'm a vegan, but I'm like, I'm gonna try to eat vegan, and naturally, I'll end up eating some chicken. I'll end up eating a hamburger. Like I said, I think you got to draw the line in bold black ink. I am not crossing this line and eating meat.
It's
so
true.
I'm saying, Alex, I think the next, you may eat meat tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, it's true. Because trust, I did the whole vegan thing for like 4 years straight. And it's, right? As you said, dude, like you got to be so on top of it. You got to look in every ingredient listing. This, it's too extreme. Anything to an extreme is not good.
Alex is changing.
He really has.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? He's not afraid. I'm going to give you credit, Alex. You're not afraid to, and I'm not, and I mean this in all seriousness.
What's up?
I don't think you're going to go out and just, I know you, you're not going to go out and just start eating poorly.
Oh, no, crazy. Not at all.
But you, there clearly was some, and it, we joke about you eating the ribs.
Right,
I don't
right.
think that was the revelation. What revelation was it where you just said, you know what, I'm going to loosen up a little bit, and if I eat a little meat, I'll eat a little meat.
You know what's funny is it is like kind of parlayed to that event when I went to see my old bosses up in Crestline out here in Cali. Because when I went up there, I'm at this event, we're having a good time. They went out of their way to get these expensive ribs and everything. We're sitting there enjoying the time. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? There's moments in life where you have to enjoy every ounce of it to the fullest and live within the moment. And the way I live my life, I eat so clean as it is. I have room to enjoy myself. So it's like, why go to such an extreme where I see a lot of these people like, oh, no, bro, I can't go out. I can't drink after this. Why not, dude? You're living so well.
I love
enjoy
this.
Yourself.
I love
so I embellish it.
Well, you know he what? Said, hey. Eat every ounce and enjoy every moment. And you did. You
I did.
Two full flats.
Three, so but who's counting?
Three.
Who's counting?
You mean that literally.
Yes, I do.
Hey, former Yankee Charlie Hayes is on the phone, and he says, give Alex some credit for...
stop it.
Alex, I think your mindset is absolutely spot on.
Thank
you. It doesn't mean you're just going to go crazy like I have this summer, but
well, I'll tell you, Alex, look at Rob's belly before you say
be quiet,
amen.
Chris.
Thank
be
you,
quiet.
Rob don't even have to open the door now. It opens for him.
I know. Hey. But Alex, when I want to, you know I can. Right?
You zone in, for sure.
I don't know. You used to be able to.
No, I can't.
The last few things you like, the last few, what would it be? I don't not promises, but you know, the last few things you said, I'm not doing.
Right.
You came. So
you
don't
did
know.
Actually.
I think that willpower is lessening a little
no,
bit.
No. Rob. You know what? This year with so many special Alex, same exact thing. You know, the High School Hall of Fame, all these other parties and situations I've been invited to. I just said to myself,
you
how am
threw
I gonna...
the party!
You know how much money I paid for that party? I'm drinking.
I know.
You had a big year.
I know.
You know what's funny, though? I'll leave this for your listeners and for you guys. Coming from somebody who's done a lot of extremisms in certain parts of his life, just live life easily, take care of yourself, and just don't go to extremes on stuff. Don't eat fast food all the time. Don't do these crazy diets people tell you about. Just eat healthy, and then you can enjoy yourself. That's all
nice.
It is.
I love this.
I feel that. I feel that.
Alex, thank you.
You're very welcome, my guys.
And notice who was more complimentary during this.
You're going to start first in Tyshirt's Tower, that's for sure.
What are you talking about, Alex?
I was way more complimentary.
I love that you've turned into Fred Flintstone and you want brontosaurus ribs. I love it.
All right, Rob, let's go. Look, we talked with Clarence Hill Jr. of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Been covering the Cowboys for, what is that, I guess, 26 years, Rob?
Yep.
Sounded like that's what it was, something like that. Yep. 96, 97, yeah, something like that. He spoke very highly, I think a little too highly, to be honest, of Ezekiel Elliott. But you aren't buying it. And you think Zeke has been a huge disappointment. Care to expound?
Chris, I say this. As somebody who enjoyed him when he first came into the league and ran the football for the Cowboys, I got to say this. The last three or so years, Ezekiel Elliott has been the most disappointing player in the NFL because he's totally gone backwards. his career has disappeared. And let's just, I used to look forward to watching him run the football, Chris. You know what I expect now? It'll be a bad game. He won't be able to get to the line of scrimmage. He's going to get stopped in the backfield. It has been a total, like, he used to be must-see for me. He's no longer that. And last year, he finished with a career low, Chris. 237 rushes for 1,002 yards, 10 touchdowns, a career worst, 58.9 yards per game. This dude led the league in rushing a few years. His 4.2 yards a carry were also below his career average of 4.5. And those numbers came as his backfield mate, of course, Tony Pollard, averaged a career high 5.5. So that means the line is good, Chris, right? It ain't like Tony Pollard.
They lost some guys this year, but it'll be.
But I'm saying
they always have at least a good offensive line.
Right. And per attempt, and he gained a career best 719 yards rushing on 107 fewer rushes than Ezekiel Elliott. I think his career is like teetering. I don't know what his contract status is, Chris. It would not be surprised to me if he's not there next year.
They can get out after next season.
Okay.
I'm sure they will. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure.
But I
think chances are, at this moment, unless he has a breakout year, certainly I would think chances are they move on. I think right now Tony Pollard is better. And Zeke's interesting. He's 27 years old. And I think I certainly wouldn't go as far to say the most disappointing player in the league. I mean, if you want to say, well, he was up there as the best running back, and now he's mediocre at best. You know, a lot of people would say, maybe Baker Mayfield. He was the number one pick, or certainly, look, Sam Darnold, the number three pick. Now, again, if you want to argue, well, they never were that good. They were just ballyhooed coming out of college, right?
Let me say this real quick because
Odell Beckham Jr., you know, he's another.
But there were injuries. And here, Ezekiel rushed, Chris. He went from 108.7 yards.
Well, that was his rookie year, yeah.
Rookie year to 58.9. That's almost cut in half as we go forward. And that's what I'm talking about. You don't expect any big games from him. It's always a disappointing. The Cowboys can't move the ball when he's in there. And really, why would you even split the rushing attempts? I would give Tony Pollard more rushing attempts, Chris. I really would. I wouldn't split them.
Pollard looks better.
I would give it three to one.
You see, and it's interesting because Clarence talked about how Zeke played, the last 12 games with a knee injury? And he said before those games, he was on pace for 1,500 yards. First of all, that was only 5 games. Now, he did have some pretty good games. He had 95 yards his third game. He had 143 yards his fourth game, Rob. And then 110 yards his fifth game. And from there, he never reached 70 yards in a game. I don't know if it's all due to that knee injury. I do remember, Rob, and you do too, he looked explosive earlier in the year. And then, you know, right around this time, we all knew the knee injury was there. We saw him limping. He didn't have that explosiveness. I lean more toward you in that. I don't know. I'm not expecting a huge year from Zeke. And don't give me 1,000 yards. That's you just pointed out, that's less than 60 yards a game, especially now with 17 games. So 1,000 yards isn't quite what it used to be when you played 12 or 14 games, okay? And I think also Pollard, I agree. I think they seem to be a little bit afraid of whether Pollard can hold up, because there's no denying he's far more explosive than Zeke. And he's just run the ball better than Zeke the last few years. And I would agree with you. I'd like to see a heavier dose of Tony Pollard. And I think we will, not just in some passes, but in running the football. And I want to see what he can do. I think Zeke will serve his purpose. Zeke will be in there and get a lot of touches and runs as well. He'll take a bunch of hits for Pollard and loosen up that defense for Pollard. And maybe Pollard can break some big runs. But I think you, like I said, I wouldn't say the biggest disappointment in the league, but certainly he's falling off. And I think it's interesting because he was obviously, Rob, he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory earlier in his career. He led the league in rushing the first 3 years as far as yards per game, and he led them twice in yards. But since then, you know, really since he got that contract, Rob, he just hasn't been the same.
No, he hasn't, and it's been years now. And I don't look forward to it anymore.
Pollard's running. Like, Pollard's far more exciting.
Yeah, and you remember when Ezekiel first came in the league and him and Dak, and he opened it up, and they were running the football. You remember, Chris?
That was when they were at their best, yeah.
They were at their best, and that team had some mojo and some moxie, and they looked like they got something going. And it just hadn't been the same, and it's changed. And I don't know. Running backs don't normally bounce back, Chris. Once you go the other way,
absolutely,
you're done.
It's rare. It used to happen occasionally, have a bad year, come back and, you know, play well. But teams gave you more of a chance, right? They were giving you the ball more. You were the workhorse, but not now. And I agree. I'd be surprised if we saw a great year from Zeke. We'll see if we get a serviceable one from you. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Ezekiel Elliott the most disappointing player of the last 5 years? That's what Rob Parker says. And what do you think? Why do you think his play has fallen off so dramatically? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know what to do. You head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Ezekiel Elliott. Rob says he's the biggest disappointment in the NFL these last 5 years. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Jay in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jay?
It's Dre, man.
Oh, Dre, what up?
Yeah.
What's
hey,
up, Dre?
Hey, Rob, that was
excuse,
me that told you to check
Rob,
out that Ali Sadiq comedian. That was
yes,
me that recommended.
I appreciate it.
No doubt. Hey, Chris, I got a theory on why Rob don't talk about the Golden Girl Cruise. I think he found out Blanche had a branch and Rose had a thorn.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I remember hearing the itinerary, and I was like, I don't know Rob going to like this one.
What is this? What are you trying to say? Was it a crying game? I mean, what is this?
All I'm saying, you know what happened when you touch a rose wrong, right?
Yeah, I
you
do.
Get
oh, my gosh.
Okay. but no, I think Ezekiel, he is probably one of the biggest disappointments. But part of it is because of his injuries. But it also, too, because that's not the same line that he had when he first got in the league. It's not, they're totally different. They're not the same all-pro, all-NFL guys that they
they've
have. So I think he just got caught with
too,
the double whammy.
Yeah, but he don't have the same explosiveness. And you're right, injuries is a big part.
Oh, no, whatsoever.
There's no doubt.
No.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get the injuries part, Chris, but he just doesn't seem – I mean, he was so good. I don't know. It just seemed like it fizzled quicker than most. You know, like we thought he had a chance to be somebody special like a running back. I don't know, to me.
No, I hear you.
In Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dennis?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First time caller.
Thank you.
Man, have you.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Rob. He's the biggest disappointment because if you go back to the holdout.
What about Le'Veon Bell?
Well, look, they were talking about they had to sign him and build his offense around him.
Yep.
So you're talking about a guy that they was going to devote the whole offense to, and now you can't put two plays together for him now. And I'm a Cowboys fan. I see this every week. And we crying about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, why we didn't take Jalen Ramsey? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The league then got away from a running back in the top 10 pick.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, running backs, the position, Saquon Barkley, that's like, another one, Rob.
Chris, there's another
about
one.
A disappointment.
There's another one. But he didn't have as much success as Ezekiel. Would you
but
agree
But I'm just
with
saying
that?
As a – no. I would agree.
Okay.
But I'm just – but I would – I here's one. I think you would agree with this.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon.
You would
Le'Veon,
agree with that.
Le'Veon went from
he was on the Hall of Fame
trajectory to he couldn't even get 40 yards a game. I mean, it was embarrassing.
When he left Pittsburgh, and I get it, he wanted more money. He ended up getting less than they had offered him, actually. But when he went to the Jets, right, his career's been it's just been a mess since then.
Yeah,
a mess.
I think he's been with like three teams, right?
Or yeah, Pittsburgh, like Kansas City. I mean, the Jets, Kansas City, Baltimore, Tampa. He's been all over.
Yeah, it's been like a couple places. David, in Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, David?
Hey guys, so first time caller. I just had to get my opinion said
we appreciate you listening to the show and calling in. Thank you.
No problem at all, man. So, you know, when you put a running back behind one of the highest paid lines in the league, period, probably one of the best offensive lines ever put together, you could probably put a high schooler behind that offensive line and they could put up decent numbers. That alone, you know, would bring out, you know, this amount of disappointment in what we would expect.
So are you disappointed in him?
Oh, I'm 100% disappointed in him. Because from what I'm looking at, it looks like he got paid and passed
right.
that.
That's
I'm,
when he,
there was
he
no
hasn't
care.
Been the same.
You know
he
what,
hasn't
Chris?
Been the same since
I
he
hate
got paid.
To say that. I know. But, man, like it just
nah,
went out.
Look, I say it, Rob, and not just football, in all the sports. Guys, when they get paid, that's when you really find out who loves the game.
Yeah.
Because if they continue to work hard and improve or at least play at that same level – you know they love the game. If they decline, which we've seen a lot, I'm thinking more so basketball, but when they decline and they got that big payday, it kind of speaks to the lifestyle. And you know what I mean? Were they more in it for the lifestyle and the money and all that? It is a job to some guys, Rob.
No, it is. And we've talked, to that, Chris. We've talked to former players and whatnot, and some say I don't like it. I do it because I can earn a great living for my family, but I don't like enjoy it every minute of it. And then there's guys who live and breathe it. I mean,
right?
They're two schools of thought, two different kinds of people. So,
all right, it is the Odd Couple, and Tyson's Tower of Trivia is coming up in a moments. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Have a great weekend and enjoy yourself. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And
Shohei Ohtani edition.
Vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
In the old days, Rob G.
Trivia.
Yep.
I would have had a joke, but I'm mature now. I feel so proud of myself.
Okay. Over under 2 days for that to go away.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
What? I left it alone because I'm a mature veteran broadcaster.
Yeah, let's see how mature you are on Monday after that Golden Girls restaurant pop-up. There's going to be so many dirty old jokes coming. I can feel it.
I need baby oil.
All right, guys.
I said if they mix a couple of blue pills in my mashed potatoes, there will be a pop-up.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Is that making the air?
Yes, Big Daddy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He didn't say anything that was...
Yeah, that was fine. I'll allow it. I'll allow
illegal.
It.
I mean, they got commercials, so.
All right, let's
get right to it. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, you heard his golden tones a few seconds ago, none other than our resident DJ. Check out his Anime Senpai podcast, Alex Tyshirt.
You know what, guys? We should do a new nickname moving forward. We should call me the Ryan Seacrest of the anime world. I like that one.
That's pretty long, though, isn't it?
You think so?
Yeah, that's a long nickname.
Is it? Yeah. I would just go with
Ryan Seacrest of the anime world.
Yeah, it is kind of long. All right, I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
Yeah, give us a better one that's a little bit like cheap shirts at Macy's.
I mean, I didn't go that far. I didn't say a
better
one. Is
that Ryan Seacrest? Like, oh, look at Chris. Now he's trying to brown nose.
Think about that. Think about that.
He's trying to light skin brown nose.
2 points, Chris. Let me write this down real quick.
Light skin brown nose. All right, let's get right to it again. It is the Ohtani edition. The rules very quickly for those scoring at home. It's got to be a real word. No rhyming. Chris.
Morning.
Chris. No numbers.
Right. Chris.
It's got to be in English.
Chris.
Ohtani-san.
All right, let's
no
get to it.
No copy in my style either.
I flipped a coin during the update. Rob Parker gets question
yes.
number one.
Yes.
So let's get to it.
Okay. I tried.
Shohei Ohtani. Only the second player in Major League Baseball history with at least 250 strikeouts as a pitcher and at least 100 homers as a hitter. The other, of course, is none other than Blank Ruth.
Love me some Ohtani-san.
Blank Ruth.
Yes. Okay. Blank Ruth.
One word, Rob.
One word, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
Jason Smith Show coming up next.
Yeah. Okay, one word.
What do you got, Rob?
Sometime tonight, Rob.
All right.
Ben Maller coming up next.
Ben Maller. All right, here we go.
All right.
Come on.
Five. I mean,
okay,
four,
wait a minute. Here we go. Three. Let me do it. All right, here we go. Honey.
Honey?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means.
But wait a minute. Just think of his last name.
Okay.
You get one word.
Honey.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a disqualification
honey.
Right
now. Be quiet.
Let him
both
do it.
Flout that rule.
Honey.
You got to give a clue, and then you give a 7-minute, soliloquy about why you use that clue.
What's the something? What is
Blank
it
Blank Ruth.
Honey. Rob. Man. I think I get it, but
yes.
I don't think that was
it's
a great clue.
Not because of the clue, if he gets
no,
it.
No, it's Babe, right?
That is
that
yes.
Okay.
Could I have said Baby?
He hasn't been living under a rock for 25 I mean, years.
Could I have said Baby,
could've
Rob?
Said Candy.
I was
yeah.
going to say Baby. I was
Baby's
say
a good
baby.
One.
Baby's
could I have said
I like
Baby?
That. Yes. I like that.
Oh, I thought
that would have been a lot easier.
A different word. Two different words.
Okay.
All right. Level number two, Rob Parker.
You rewarded his foolishness.
I just kind of
to nothing.
Yeah, I kind of got what he was saying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Before Ohtani got to the team, the unquestioned best player on the Angels was none other than Mike Blank.
Huh.
Fish.
What's it? Fish is the Trout.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Now that's a clue.
That's
Rob
a good
Parker.
One. That's a good
I
one.
I was going to say trousers. No.
Trousers. Trousers.
Oh,
right, here we go.
My God.
Level right, number right. three. All tied up 10 apiece.
The sad thing is that Rob wasn't lying. That's the truth.
Yeah,
that was
he
my would've. Clue.
He
2018. Shohei Ohtani underwent the dreaded Tommy Blank surgery
what?
To repair Ooh. An elbow injury.
No way.
Tommy Blank.
That sucks.
Okay. Here we go. Dear.
What is it again, Rob G?
Dear. Tommy Please. Blank surgery.
Dear?
It's a good clue.
Dear?
Oh, John.
That
yeah!
is correct.
I see what you're doing there.
You like that?
Okay.
Come
okay.
on, Chris. You haven't had a clue like
I'll
that.
I'll get you some
Come
love.
On,
yeah, what's up?
Let's
7-0.
Move on. Let's Parker. Move on.
I love the trash talk in this
I
game.
I hate yes. the luck. I hate good. The luck.
Ain't no
pure
luck.
Luck.
A Dear John letter. I've gotten many of them.
That was pretty
I
good.
I know about Dear John.
That was a pretty good one.
Level number four. Shohei Ohtani is a nickname that fans in Los Angeles are very familiar with going
oh.
back to the 80s.
Oh.
That nickname, of course, is Blank.
I thought it was Ohtani-san. I like that name.
That is your nickname.
Right. Oh, okay.
Right. That's very very big vanilla of you to have your own nickname for him. That
it's
no one
anime
else has.
Style. Yeah. San, anime-san. Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. Here
All right.
we go.
Okay.
Lakers.
Clipper?
That is incorrect. What kind of nickname is Clipper?
All right, here we All go. Right.
I don't know. I was trying to see what he was doing with the Lakers.
9 points chance for the steal.
You're so hip. I know this is going to be good.
Okay, let's see what you
Wait,
got.
Man, yeah, hold on. Hold on. Rob
okay,
G,
I'm
you got to take control.
Oh, okay.
You got to take control. Rob Parker is out of control.
He is jumping
He's
off the bed.
He's way out of bounds.
All right, okay.
He's
okay,
jumping
I'm
off
sorry.
The bed.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Okay.
Apollo?
Creed.
That is incorrect. That's a good
all
guess.
Here we go.
That's not
Listen Rob closely,
G, that ain't bad,
that's
right?
A good, that's a good clue.
This is going to be a great one. It's
Chris
be one
is the, flouting the rules right now with everything
quiet.
That he's doing.
Now, Alex, remember.
Right. Listen to the tone, everything.
Ooh, okay.
Stop. You can't do that.
All right, here we
Get
go.
Get control.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right, I'm going to try.
It's...
That's another good clue.
Oh,
he said it
twice. Oh, man.
He's still not going to get it.
Stop it.
I'm not going to.
I can say this.
Oh, Showtime?
That is correct.
Is it?
That's a clue. Yeah. I said Apollo.
Let's
That's the only reason he got
That's
it.
That's epic.
That was good.
You needed that to keep kind of pace.
So, Showtime Lakers.
20-18. 20-18.
I see what you're doing,
Rob
Chris.
Rob Parker in the lead. Level number five, Shohei Ohtani edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Rob, in 2021.
I was just about to send you some Jordans too, Alex.
Were
just,
you?
Just, oh, stop it. Stop it.
Ohtani became.
Alex, Christmas is less than 6 months away.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right. That's right. Rob is in the lead there.
Last
so
season, Ohtani became the first player to be named unanimous MVP since blank Nationals slugger Bryce Harper.
Ooh. What?
Blank Nationals slugger Bryce Harper.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
This is cake. All right, here we go.
Okay, let's see.
DC. That's two words. No, it's not.
That's two words.
That is two.
It's not two words.
That's two words.
It's two letters.
No, it's
it
not.
It is.
It's not
There's
two
actually,
words.
There's actually two sentences.
I'm going to go ahead and overrule.
There's a period in between.
We need the buzzer on this
words.
One.
The buzzer?
The buzzer's coming in.
That's two
words. No, that's not two words.
Now, I let the rule slide a little bit, but I mean.
How is that two words?
It's Rob, it's an abbreviation of two words.
Thank no, but you. It's an abbreviation.
That's how. People, you asked him how. He just told you.
It's that's not like two if the words. Clue was Los Angeles, LAX.
Rob is so unreal.
LA.
Right. Come on.
Can't do it.
All right.
That's terrible.
We
my
move
God
on.
Cheated.
Level, no points awarded for that one.
I'm sorry, Rob.
The answer was Washington.
No,
you don't.
No, Washington? Qualified. Washington, D.C.
The points were forfeited.
Got it.
He didn't know.
The
Alex,
score remains.
You know geography's not as strong.
It's not. Ask Leo.
No clue.
Ask
All right.
Leo.
Level number six, quickly. Despite having guys like Ohtani and Mike Trout on the roster, the Angels are the second worst team in their own division, just ahead of the lowly blank Athletics.
Well, that's not nice.
Okay, I think I can say this.
No, you can't. Don't.
Rob G.
You better not. Nope, Rob, buzz him.
What?
Buzz him.
I know what he's going to say.
Just buzz him now,
what
Alex.
What am I going to say?
Go ahead.
Just buzz him.
Oaktown?
That's not a real word. Hit the buzzer again.
That's not a real word. There was a singing group.
No, that ain't a word. That's an abbreviation.
Oh, so whatever.
No,
goodness.
Rob G, you're right.
There's so much forfeiting going on right now.
It's an abbreviation of the name of that town.
That level is forfeited. The answer you're looking for was Oakland.
You are letting Rob Parker get the best of you.
You guys both forfeited. How am I letting one person?
I'm appealing this.
By the way, Alex.
Just because I'm not in L.A., is that what this is all about?
Oh, now, look. Oh, yeah.
Alex, just
fly out here.
I want you to know.
This is unfreaking believable.
That regardless what Rob Parker says, if he didn't buy you Jordans yet, you're not getting them because he already finished his Christmas shopping. He told me.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Oh, gosh.
Level number seven.
But he might get you some Bordens.
Oh, no.
Whoever gets this one will win it. Over to Rob Parker, first crack. Earlier this season, the Angels fired their manager and arguably Ohtani's most vocal supporter on the team. That man, of course, was Joe Blank.
Ohtani-san!
Tough one, Joe.
Whoever gets this one will win the tower.
Just pass it on, Rob.
By that recent insight by Rob G, it's not looking good, Rob Parker.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
What you got for me?
Nothing.
not a
savage.
Thing. What is
he got? Not a thing.
Come on. Dan
the
Patrick.
Silence. The silence
Rachel?
Is deafening.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, maybe a B for effort.
What was the
Rachel?
Clue?
Rachel.
Give me the, again, Rob G.
Rachel? Oh, the clue?
Even yeah. Rob G. Give me the, Rob G knows the answer.
The former Angels manager, Joe Blank.
Rachel?
It's a terrible clue.
Just guess, Alex. Just throw something out there.
Ross?
That is incorrect.
Shout out
to Friends, though.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
Okay.
Right,
Chris Broussard, chance to steal. 9
Rachel?
Points.
All right,
here we
We're
go.
We're really late. You got to get to it.
Okay.
Video.
Are you going Madden?
That is correct.
Yes!
We have a new champion.
What a comeback.
No, we don't have time.
What we'll rally.
The Odd Couple will wrap it up
One
here.
One of the best rallies
it's all over.
Of the year in Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Wow. He is. And his name is Chris Broussard. We out. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. And Alex Teicher, you did your thing, my man.
My guy.
Deep in the crates, and I like it. Yes, indeed. All right, we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Remember, you can check out our podcast. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud. Download the podcast. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Leave a nice comment, too, and tell your friends and family. We're international, folks. Even if you know people in different continents. Let them know about the iCouple. All right, Rob, you got something to say about Lamar Jackson. Now, he is one of the few, or Rob G, is he the only one left? Hasn't signed, you know, only like top flight quarterback in that class who hasn't signed his extension. And he said he wants to get it done before camp, but
no, before the season starts.
Before, right. No, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Before the season starts,
camp is starting.
But he said right. But he said there will be a deadline. He didn't give us that day, but I go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, he wants it done before the season starts.
Right.
It was like
I'll say this, Rob. You know, you can tell where these stories leak from because the agents. Because he doesn't have an agent, and you've heard nothing about this deal. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Yeah, we don't know what the heck is going on.
You know that, Chris. The agents are feeding. Most of the stuff you hear from these quote-unquote insiders are coming from agents.
It's totally from agents. And I remember doing it in the NBA,
And
yeah,
right. You know, you were in that business, and that's what happens. But anyway, I just think he should make sure he gets a fully guaranteed contract. No quarterback gives up his body more than him. He's susceptible to getting hurt, Chris. You said it before. You're shocked that he's been durable and really hasn't faced that yet. And I'm just saying, make sure your money's guaranteed and they take care of you because of the sacrifice that you have to do in order to make himself a special player. He has to play that way. That's all. And it's not like it hasn't been done. Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed deal. Deshaun Watson hasn't won any playoff games. Deshaun Watson hadn't won an MVP. And as good as he is, you know, Lamar had his resume.
Lamar's done more.
Speaks for itself. And there's no doubt about it. So that's all I'm saying is hold out, don't cave, and get yourself. I'm not saying it has to be a 10-year deal.
You think there's any way he does? I don't think he holds out. I hate to say it. I don't think he's approaching this the right way. The fact that he doesn't have an agent or I don't think he even has a lawyer doing this. That
he's paying by the hour. I'm sure
he should have a lawyer paying.
Who's going to read
the paperwork? He should have a lawyer negotiating it. He should have a lawyer negotiating. It shouldn't be him and his mom. And maybe it is. But I don't know. Is it out there? Who's negotiating the deal? Who's sitting down with the Ravens talking about? They're not giving. I don't think they're going to give him a fully. Go ahead.
Yeah, the story I read was he was talking to them and said that, you know, he didn't want to, because they asked him about it. He was non-committal about the guaranteed contract, and it's just something that I think if he's smart, he should get a fully guaranteed contract. That's all.
I wouldn't give him a fully guaranteed contract. And I get what the Browns did, and as you know, teams are upset. I don't think teams are going to follow that. Now, you're right. Some of these quarterbacks, and Lamar's one. If he decided to sit out, it ruins their season. So he could do it, but I haven't seen anything to lead me to think he will because I think he just wants to play football. All right, iCouple, have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.